time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight it is the first game of the 2025-26 basketball campaign for the Benedictine men as the Ravens play host to Haskell Indian Nation. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. Good to have you along, Benedictine. For them, their first game of the year. For Haskell, well, no, not so much. As a matter of fact, Haskell comes into the game with three contests already under their belt. And although at 0-3, it's a big deal to have gotten some games in and to kind of know where you're at and have kind of figured out a little bit how your teammates are going to be and what you're going to be like and get some notion of how things are lining up for you. So for Haskell, it is clearly an advantage to have gotten some games under their belt coming in here tonight. Nice crowd on hand continues to filter its way into the Nolan Gymnasium this evening. We encourage you, if you're out and about, beautiful evening outside, get out and before you go trick-or-treating tomorrow night or joining us at Amelia Earhart Stadium for high school football, as it'll be Atchison and Miege here on care. So tonight, come up to the Nolan Gym, catch some hoops. That all said, how about we check the starting lineups for this one this evening? And first of all, for Haskell Indian Nation, center head coach Cougar Downey, his assistant Macaulay Brown. They're going to be starting Harold Merrick. He's a 6-foot sophomore from Gilbert, Arizona. Nehemiah Blakens is 6'5" from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's a senior, and he's really, really good. You'll remember him from last year. Jesse White's a junior, 6-foot tall from White Shield, North Dakota. From Lapwai, Idaho, at 6'5", it's a senior, Alexander Ellenwood. And running out the starters at 6'4", from Gallup, New Mexico, the junior, Kohanan Atazun. For Benedictine, head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Peer. We got their starters. We're going to bring them to you, but we're going to take a quick break first. We'll be back here in the know, and Raven starters and Raven hoops coming up next.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Welcome back to the Nola Gymnasium. The PA guy, he's introducing the starters to the crowd. We've already shared the Haskell Indian Nations University starters with you. How about the starters for Coach Moody and the Ravens? For Benedictine, it is going to be Preston Reynolds. He is a 6'4" guard out of Leawood, Kansas. Jack Vanderwoody at 6'4", a senior, Noakesville, Virginia. From South Bend, Indiana, at 6'1", it's the junior, Declan Sullivan. 6'2 senior now. From Lee Summit, Missouri, Bryson Baru. And in the middle for Benedictine tonight, at 6'8", the senior from Budapest, it is Vince Duca. Haskell is in its traveling colors uniform with gold jerseys and shorts with blue and white lettering and trim. For Benedictine, it's a very familiar home white with red and black. Looking around on Heart of America Athletic Conference, a lot of teams have played a lot of games already. Central Methodist and Peru State are already both 2-0 on the year. Clark, Graceland, Mid-America, Missouri Valley are all already 1-0. Grandview is 1-1. Mount Mercy is 1-2. Culver Stockton, 0-1. William Woods is 0-1. So just a few teams in the heart have yet to begin, and the Ravens are going to get things started here tonight. For Benedictine, a team with some experience coming back, but some really big spots to fill from graduation from last year. So it'll be interesting to see how they go about it. Again, Reynolds, Vanderwoody, Sullivan, LaRue, and Duca are the Benedictine five. We're set to go. It'll be Dense coming into the center circle to jump it off. We're ready to go and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine basketball, 2025-26 here on CARE. As the ball goes up, the tip is away, and the Ravens are going to control it down. We're underway. Here's Deglin. Sullivan works his way to the right side, top side. Reynolds back over to the left to Jack. AC will work the perimeter a little bit here in their first possession of the year. Driving in, the shot's going to be slipped away, and the ball's going to be taken back by Haskell. They'll fly down, go coast to coast, kick it all the way to the baseline, and Hawkins, unable to get a handle on that thing, is going to get away from him. And the Ravens are going to have it back. So each team with a possession, each team with a turnover, and neither team with a point yet. Now, Declan into the lane, goes up from about 12, missed it. Duca shot from underneath his miss, got kind of blocked away. Ravens are going to recover it. Feeds left, Jack for three. No. Vince saved, follow shot, badly done, no. And we're a minute into a scoreless ball game. Back up with it is going to come Haskell. Indian Nation is with a basketball. It'll be Hawkins with it. Ryan will swing it over to the left side. White. No. 360 spin. Drive down the right side. Finger roll is up. No good. Rebound swept away. Ravens are going to try to run. It's a two-on-two break. And Declan Sullivan is going to slow it up. Bring it back to the right side. Drive into the lane. Fall away. Shot up. Missing. Rebound out of play. It's going to be Benedictine basketball. Well, it's a little shaky early for both of these teams. 18 and a half, and the clock's still running, and that's okay. Oh, now they stop it. 18 and a half to go in the opening half. Remember, men's basketball. We play halves of basketball. Ravens looking to bring it in. Looking, it'll come into Jack. Vanderudy, top side to Bryson. Here's Preston with it. He goes into the lane, gets doubled up. Three-point shot. Vanderudy misses that one. He goes for two. Rebound, Benedictine. Ravens are not necessarily the taller team, but they're a little more active, a little more aggressive in the early moment. Ravens' bench may be a little more deep. Now we're going to get a BC foul off the basketball, and Vince Duca will collect his first foul of the game. And the Ravens are going to give it back. We are 2 minutes into the game, and we are still scoreless here in Atchison. Haskell will walk it up the floor. Smith will, or rather White will bring it to the top. Swings over to the left side. Working in front of Preston. Goes to the right side of the lane, loses the handle, travels with the basketball. Something new, talking to Coach Weed before the game. I was kidding him about how so many guys go into the lane and take so many steps. They call it the Euro step, and I call it traveling. He said, it's gotten worse. I was like, what do you mean? He said, in the NAIA this year, there is continuation being allowed. So after a bump, you will get one more step before you have to take the shot. And I'm like, there's nothing good about that. But here's Duca, passes up the shot, baseline to the rainbow, no! And these teams absolutely unable to score. Benedictine is 0 for 6, shooting the basketball with 17-17 to go in the opening half. Haskell has only gotten off a shot. Now the Ravens are 0 for 7, by the way, after that last shot. Not a great hot start. Here's a spinning feed into the lane. The hook shot, no! Rebound Ravens. Well, these two teams have combined to go 0 for 10 to start things here tonight. 16:50 to go. First half. Vanderwood, he'll keep shooting until he hits it. Doesn't hit that one, and the rebound is going to be off Vince, I think. No. They're going to say it's off Haskell and Alexander Ellenwood. Shot clock resets to 20. 16:45 to play in the opening half. Here's Bryson with the basketball. Neither team has gone to the bench yet. Backing in. Preston. He'll get the first point of the game. Preston Reynolds. And the Ravens leap out in front, 2-0. 16 and a half to go in the opening half. 3.5 minutes to get a point on the board. Here's a little pass inside. Trying to go with kind of a hook pass. It didn't work. Ravens got a fast break to the other end, and that was pretty. Bryson over looked good. The Ravens coming out of the court on a fast break transition. Bucket may go up 4-0. 16-10 to go in the half. So skip pass over to the left side. Haskell with a basketball on top. Ellenwood has it. Kicks it back. Here's a fall away three. Nope. Rebound Preston. Reynolds to Sullivan. Ravens bring it up. Benedictine not running. Not a transition play. Here's LaRue for three. Nope. And a ball tipped out. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off Duca. back. It comes to Haskell. 15 and a half to go in the first half. Haskell still not on the board. And they're going to bring in Olney Preston. Olney is a 5'9" junior from Flagstaff, Arizona. Down court with it. Haskell over to the left side. Starts into the lane. Trist turns, falls away. Shot up, no. Duca does not grab up the ball. Tries to slap it free. And now Jarev is coming down with it. We get a foul. Foul is going to be on Declan Sullivan. It'll be his first. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul two. Haskell has the same number of points as foul with 15:20 to go in the first half. Coming to the free throw line. Here comes Haskell and Atazun. It is up. He's got it. So Kahan and Atazun will collect the first point of the ball game for Haskell, and it is now 4-1. Second free throw, cans them both. 4-2 Benedictine, 15-19 to play here in the first half. And Atchison, Kansas, men's college basketball, game one of the season. And these two teams look probably like it's early in the season. Get some of the bugs that jitters worked out. And now Preston going to be knocked to the floor. The ball's dislodged. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Haskell. A feet into the lane. The shot is up off the window and good. Nicely done by Nehemiah Boykins. Game is tied at 4. 14:50 to go in the opening half. Preston Reynolds is backing in. Changes directions. Kicked it back. Vince beats out on top. LaRue for three. And there it is! Bryson LaRue. First three of the season belongs to Benedictine. And they go up 7-4. 14 and a half to play. First half, the baseline drive. The shot misses. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Now, again, Benedictine pushing it up the floor, but not really looking for that transition. They're going to slow it down, run an offense. Out in front of the Haskell bench, you're going to find LaRue. He'll stop square, go three, too strong. And a rebound underneath, cleared away by Haskell. Boykins comes down with a basketball, and once again, it'll be Jesse White into the forecourt. 6 minutes gone. 7-4 Ravens. Back around to the right side. Haskell looks to the middle. No. Falls away. 3-point. Yeah! The long three falling away by Jesse White. We are tied again now at 7. 13:40 to go in the first half. Crowd making a little bit of racket. Here's the feed topside. Near travel. A shot rejected out of the hands of Declan Sullivan. Here comes Haskell down the right side. Sidestepping the running defender. And the jumper is good. And for the first time in the ballgame, Haskell has a lead. It is 9-7 Haskell with 13:13 to play in the opening half. Benedictine has not made a substitution yet. And frankly, I suspected we were going to see an awful lot of that very deep bench here tonight, but so far, none of them. Feed over to the right side. Haskell works it around the 28-foot mark. The ball's going to be dislodged, but saved again. Out on top of the four, Haskell, A.J. Ellenwood. Out of Lapwai, Idaho. Shot clock at 5. Little head shake. The drive, slipping, falling away. Desperation shot off the rim. No good. Rebounding at Benedictine. 12 and a half to go in a half. Ravens down by 2 at 9-7. BC leaped there. 4-0 lead. Here's a 13-foot follow-away shot. Vanderwoody. His first point of the game. And we are now tied at 9. 12-12 to play in the opening half. Benedictine is 4 of 16 shooting and 1 of 6 for 3, 17%. Here's a 3 for Haskell that doesn't go. And back up with it will come Declan. Sullivan down the court over to the right side. And for Declan Sullivan, you will hear me this year, and I'm just going to give you the heads up. it was a four-month season, thought it was started. Here's a Raven three missing, and back up with it, Haskell. I'm going to be calling him Deguin most of the year because the Ravens have Sullivan, Sullivan, and Sullivan on the team this year. So in order to try to keep him a little bit straight, we'll get very familiar and go with the first names quite a bit. Here's the ball going to be lost off the fingertips of Olney, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. 11:24 to go. We're in the first half in Atchison, Kansas. Deadlock. Haskell, Benedictson, tied in nine.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. We are at 11:24 to go in the opening half. 9-9 is the score. And by the way, Joseph, just an FYI for you, we've got another media timeout coming up in a minute and a half or so because that one ran very, very deep. Haskell, 3 of 10 shooting the basketball, 30%. Benedictson at 4 of 17, 24% from the floor. Ravens are 1 of 7 from outside at 14% perimeter shooting. BC has not had a free throw yet in the game. Rebounds are tied at 10 apiece. With that said, for Benedictine, we're going to get a couple of substitutions coming into the game out of the timeout. I see Drew Purdy come in. Who else do I have out there new? Jared Lee is in the game. I've got LP3 out there. Here's a little follow-away shot. It's going to be up a good for Jared. So Larry's in the game. I'm trying to do a little quick roster check. Bryson is still out there. And in the game is Noah. How about that? Here's a follow-away shot in the middle for Haskell. Up and good by Adazun. So on the floor right now for the Ravens, Bryson LaRue. You got Jared Lee, a 6'2 junior from Kansas City, Missouri. Larry Parker III, also out of Kansas City. He is a junior at 6'5". Drew Purdy, the 6'8 junior from Olathe and from Wichita, Kansas, but really Valley Center. It's Noah Simmons on the floor. He is a 6'7" senior. We got a whistle and a foul inside. Committed by Haskell. Ravens coming to the free throw line, and Purdy's first shot is not going to go in. So Purdy not able to knock down his first free throw opportunity. And neither will he knock down his second. It remains 11-11. Still tied. And we are 10 and a half to go opening half. Men's college basketball this evening on Care Radio. Big sports week on Care. We had the Lady Ravens on a couple of nights ago, Tuesday night. Tonight, the guys, three-point shot, left wing, up, no good. Parker's rebound is going to be taken away. And now Simmons comes down with a board. Ravens outlet, and Purdy cannot reach the upcourt throw from Jared Lee. Tomorrow night from Amelia Earhart Stadium, it will be the Phoenix at home in the first round of Kansas State football playoffs. And they are hosting because they are in the upper half against a lower seed from Roland Park, Kansas. It is Bishop Miege coming to town. 7 o'clock game tomorrow night here on Care. Here's a running shot for the baseline right. That was a beautiful underhand shot. It is up and it is in. And we are going to get our next media timeout. I warned you, Joseph. Here we are, taking a break. At 9:56 to go, we're in the opening half. It remains Ravens, Haskell, now tied at 11.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Coming out of the timeout, Ravens are going to stay on the floor with Jared Lee, and now you've got Harrison Kissling in the game, Larry Parker the third, Noah Simmons, and Drew Purdy. Good for the Ravens. This is a tall team. You're going 6'8", 6'7", 6'5", and your two guards are checking in at 6'2", and, oh, thanks, man, 6'2", and how tall is Harrison? 6'3". Ravens coming up court with the basketball. Jared Lee into the forecourt, works over to the left side. Keeps the dribble alive, drives down the right side of the lane, looks into the middle, can't find Simmons, will take the shot himself, miss it, rebound's going to be slapped out on top, and Haskell will clear it away and reach into the forecourt. Olney with the basketball, puts it on top side between the circles. Starts to drive into the lane. The ball's going to be dislodged. It's rolling around to the floor. Parker picks it up. It's going to be batted away, stolen back by Haskell. From the top, no, passing up the shot is going to be White, and then it's going to be lost out of bounds. Ravens will have it back in. Maybe not the scoring I expected. 9:20 to go in the first half. It's 11-11. So we're talking about a 45-point per team pace here. Here's Parker. Has the ball. Just picked his pocket. What a job by Hill. And on the other end, here's a Raven foul. The whistle is going to be on Larry. So Parker picking up his first foul of the game. For Benedictine, Italy team foul three. Haskell has committed only one so far. Haskell brings it in play. Olney will inbound it. The quick shot up from the side of the lane is not going to go. Getting his own rebound back. Hook pass left side. Front of the Raven bench. Three ball up. No. Pull back down again on the offensive board. This one is going to be blocked by Simmons. And on the out-of-bounds play, we get a foul by Haskell. The whistle's going to be on Olney. It'll be his first foul of the game. And at 8:56 to go in the opening half, we are still tied at 11. Here's Jared Lee. Gets across midcourt. Oh, big screen set by Simmons. Goes baseline. Drew, he's a good three-point shooter, but that one did not draw iron. Haskell's going to rebound it back down. Here's Jesse White. White. Seesaws his way up the floor. Goes to the left side of the lane. Jared cuts him off. Skip pass comes out on top. Handled there by Olney. Shot clock at 13. Back over to the right side. Haskell looks to the middle. Raven defense doing a nice job. Here's the acceleration into the lane. The shot's going to be deflected from behind. Benedictine back up the floor with it. Big collision in the forecourt. No foul. Now Parker twists, goes left side. Here's Harrison. Rebound Noah. And bodies flying. A whistle blows. Let's see where the foul's going. Might be on Simmons. Nope. It's going to be on Larry Parker. So Larry will quickly gather a second foul. And Benedictine will quickly make a 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm looking, yeah, they're going to replace everybody with 8 minutes to go in the half. What you got is your starting five back out on the floor for Benedictine. Preston, Jack, Danglin, Bryson, Vince. 11-11 to 7:50 to go in the first half. Haskell with a basketball out of Lawrence. Kansas spins it over to the right side. Falling away just inside the three-point shot. No good. Rebound slatted away. Ravens coming up with it. Here comes Bryson. Goes in. Goes up. Off the win. It gets it. And a plus one for LaRue. Bryson Aroo, the bright spot offensively for Benedictine. He has 7 of the Ravens' 13 points so far. And he's got a chance to add another one. Other than LaRue, Reynolds has 2, Vanderwoody has 2, and Jared Lee has 2. Bad foul, by the way, on Jesse White, his first. Haskell team foul 3. The free throw's good. Bryson with a conventional three-point play put Benedictine back in front at 14-11. And we're at 7.5 to go in the first half. College basketball this evening here on CARE Radio, the first guys game of the 25-26 season. Nice defense, falling away shot. Wow, just kind of thrown at the rim and knocking it down for Haskell. Jesse White for the long two. It is 14-13, Ravens by 1. 7-11 to go, first half. BC right side, Duca out on top, Vanderwoody, the lefty, knocks down a 3. 5 points for Jack, 17-13, Benedictine. And this equals the Ravens' largest lead of the game when they got up 4-0 right out of the gate. Indians with the basketball, pivoting with the left foot. Skips it out on top near the center circle. Into the game and backing away with it. It's going to be Harold Merrick, a 6-foot sophomore from Gilbert. The drive left, the ball just slides, and it's going to go out of bounds, and the shot clock is going to expire. So excellent defense for Benedictine. 6:28 to go here in the first half. Game moving along at a relatively brisk pace. BC has it on top. Sullivan goes right, feeds in the middle of Vince, who is not ready at all. Back is going to come to Deglin. Sullivan drives in, changes hands, puts it off the window and no. Followed up and in, Preston Reynolds. 4 points, Preston. And the Ravens are now up 19-13. At 6 minutes to go in the half, they lead by 6 points. The drive right, look away, pass, the follow shot, nice. Give the bucket to Alexander Ellenwood. 19-15 to BC. Deglin Sullivan on top, running the ball up from his point spot. Here's a feed and a 3 for Vanderwood. He won't go. Rebound back down. Haskell. White coming up with it. Jesse, the long 3. No. And the Ravens are going to stop and let that rebound carom out of play down to the foot of the Benedictine bench near the baseline. Ravens are going to bring it back up the floor. 5 minutes and 20 and rolling along in the opening half. Benedictine crosses the timeline. Sliding first over to the right side and then going back to the left is going to be Declan Sullivan. His younger brother has come to Benedictine and will not be playing tonight. He's recovered from a little injury, but he is going to be a part of this team, and he's going to be a player. Here's a feed to the baseline. Nicely done. Jack Vanderwoody picking up his 7th point of the game. BC back up again by 6 at 21-15. 4:44 to go before intermission. Undefended 3-point shot way short from the right side, and Merrick misjudged the distance on that one. Ravens are going to quickly bring it down the court. LaRue back over to Jack. He'll go 3 again. That one, nope, and hits the top of the backboard. Rebound pulled down by Haskell. Up the floor. Batted away by Deglin. He gets bumped, no foul. Deglin goes coast to coast, puts up the runner, and hits it. Sullivan for 2. That, incredibly, is his first point of the game, and the Ravens are up now by 8. 23-15. 4 minutes to go, first half. Down to the baseline, the ball is going to get away. Haskell player bounces up and talks to the official, says, hey, there's a foul, right? He says, no, I have no foul. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a break here in the Nolan with only 4:05 to go in the opening half. It's Benedictine 23, Haskell 15.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Just over 4 minutes of play in the opening half of tonight's Benedictine men's basketball game here on Care Radio. 23-15, Ravens out front. So far this evening, the Ravens have they've warmed up a little bit shooting, but still at 10 of 30, hitting a third of their shots. Haskell is shooting at 6 of 23 pace. From the outside, both teams are having struggle. Haskell is 1 of 6. Benedictine is 2 of 12. Obviously, both at 17% from three-point range. Back of the court for Benedictine. It'll be the same five. Duca, LaRue, Sullivan, Reynolds, and Vander Rudy. The ball comes in. Haskell with it. We're back underway. Way up top side. For Haskell is going to be only Preston. They work the perimeter, keeping the ball above the three-point ring. Ravens are going to be patient. There was a little extra step in there. No travel. The feet across to the left side. Shot clock at 8. They've already had a one shot clock violation here in the first half. Running shot left side. Nicely done. Putting it up with the left hand. And it's going to be up and good for only 23-17, Benedictine. With only 3.5 to go in the half. Beautiful backdoor, and Reynolds was all alone for his 6 points tonight. 25-17. Now, on the near side, it's always good to see a player looking for coaching help, and Nehemiah Boykins had come over to the near side and was having a conversation as the ball was going up the floor, perhaps, going with Mac Brown, the assistant coach. Here's a shot right side. It's up and good. 25-19, Benedictine. We're able to bring it back the other way. And right now you see the team kind of begin to settle in a little bit. Here's a three. Long shot off the mark by Gabe Sidzdick. As the Ravens continue to reach into the bench and try to work in and rotate some of these guys in. Again, with a deep bench and a lot of relatively untested guys who have had a great fall. Part of first games, early games, is to find out who's ready, who's what the combinations that work best together are. That's what the Ravens are going to be working on here tonight. We're going to see a lot of different combinations of athletes out of the floor. 2 minutes and 10 to go. 3-point shot. Got it! Wow, another long-range shot. Nehemiah Boykins. 25-22. Inside 2 minutes to play. First half. Ravens will walk it up the floor with Jared. Lee comes right side. Here's another three shot. Nope. And coming from behind, looking for the rebound, but well out of position, Preston Reynolds is going to pick up his first foul. For the Ravens, a couple of shots taken by Gabe. He's a 6'7" sophomore. Haskell, up court. 1:40 to go in the opening half. Way up between the circles. You look into the middle. I'm going to find Nehemiah. Back off on top. Uncontested three. Rims off. Offensive board underneath by Fuller. And Haskell will keep it alive. Shot clock and reset at 20. And now losing his footing as he was backing in, but a foul is going to be called on Reynolds. Yeah. So Preston collecting his second foul of the ball game. And with a minute 18 to go in the half, coming to the free throw line is going to be Nehemiah Boykins. Ravens are going to take Preston out of the game. Oh, yeah. And back in for Benedictine is going to be Drew Purdy. Boykins, he's been a team leader for this group. And looks like he's coming right out of the gate this year doing exactly the same. 6'5" senior from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He comes in as the team's second leading scorer, averaging over 18 a game in the first three games. Lefty sends this free throw up. It kicks out no good. Ravens, Drew Purdy will rebound it down. 75 seconds to go in the first half. Jared Lee just into the forecourt, pulls up his dribble, comes out on top, skip pass underneath, Drew, left side, Gabe, baseline, no, and Gabe will step on the sideline, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. 1:03 to go in the half. For Benedictine, it'll be their sixth turnover of the opening half. Casca walks it up in front of the scorer's table. Nice forearm push. As Jared Lee providing defense on the upcourt play. The lob into the lane, and it's going to be saved. Boykins, one-hand hook shot, up no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Gabe coming up with it, gets it over to Jared. Back over to the right side, Harrison. Ravens look to the middle, comes off on top, the feed inside. There's a two-handed flush that we've been looking for. It's Drew Purdy. 27-23. Shot clock is off. Haskell will likely have the final look at the rim in the opening half. To the left-handed shot, too soft. Ravens are going to rebound. They got plenty of time to get a shot away. 9 seconds. Into the forecourt with five. Out on top with two. Under duress, the three-point shot misses, and we have come to halftime. First half is in the book here in the Nolan Gymnasium, and we'll be back to summarize it for you. Teams are headed for the locker room. It is Benedictine 27, Haskell 23.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Teams have headed for the locker room, and it is a 27-23 Raven lead at intermission. I think a quick look at the scoring for you. First of all, for Haskell, it is the guy might have expected to be the leading scorer, certainly one of the leading scorers, and Nehemiah Boykins with 8 points to lead the way. Following him, you have got Jesse White. He's got 5-4 in the first half for Olney and Atazoon. 2 at intermission for Ellenwood. For Benedictine, well, they also have a player leading the team in scoring with 8 points. That's Bryson LaRue. Zimper Benedictin very close behind him. Jack Vanderwoody with 7 and Preston Reynolds with 6. It drops in all the way to 2 apiece. Declan Sullivan, Jared Lee, and Drew Purdy. Shooting the basketball. Neither team just tearing things up in this early, early game. Ravens 12 of 36, 33%. Haskell is 9 of 29, 31% shooting the ball from the outside. Haskell 2 of 8. The Ravens 2 of 15, hitting 13% of their three-point shot. At the free throw line, Haskell 3 of 4, the Ravens are 1 of 3. Haskell turning it over 9 times in the first half to Benedictin 6. Rebounds almost exactly the same, 23-22. And the Ravens with a few more points in the paint at 18-10. So for Benedictin, we have seen a lot of guys play 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 guys have been in the game for Benedictin so far. And just one of those things, you work out some of the wrinkles, kind of get that vibe going. You got to find out who is going to play in what combinations. And what do the coach is doing tonight? That's what he's talking to him about in the locker room. With that said, there's a whole second half yet to come, and we're going to be back here to share it with you. But right now, we're going to take a little bit of a break. Halftime to the Nolan. Intermission score, Benedictin Ravens 27, Haskell 23. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's got halftime.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got a heck of a lot on tap. Tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m., we're going to have the high school basketball right here at 93.7 as JCN will take on Conway Springs. 1 p.m. brings us to JCN versus Valley Heights, and at 3 p.m. it will be JCN versus Oakley. Then, in the evening, from Atchison here, we will have the Atchison Phoenix taking on Bishop Miege. Tune in right around 6:50 or so. The game has a 7 p.m. scheduled kickoff. Taking a look at on our main stations, we will have, of course, some other football as well. On the Holton channel, we'll have Holton at Baldwin. The Jackson Heights channel, it will have Jackson Heights versus Southeast Cherokee. And the Silver Lake channel will have Silver Lake versus St. Mary's. Those games can, of course, be viewed on our free website, mscsports.net. Saturday brings us to Care Bass or State Tournament Volleyball. Those games will have a announced time. We will also have the Benedictin Ravens football at 1 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the scores on the Heart of America Athletic Conference as I have them.
It's football season, and there's no better better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Again, that football game coming up at Benedictine will be Missouri Valley. That has a 1 p.m. kickoff here in Atchison. Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in men's basketball in play right now, we have had a final to report. Grandview has beaten Faith Bible. Faith Baptist Bible had 73 points to Grandview's 102. In the Avila-William Woods game, it was Avila on top, 90-70. In this game at the half, we've got Benedictine at 27, Haskell 23. Friends is just started the first with 18 minutes left. They're leading Baker by 5 points. In women's basketball right now, taking a look, we've got a final to report. Clark beat College of St. Mary's in Nebraska. It was Clark 85, College of St. Mary 58. And we also had another final in Mount Mercy's victory over Bellevue. It was Mount Mercy 65, Bellevue 52. Friends topped Baker 88-67. And we had a 110 victory over Hannibal LaGrange as Culver Stockton had that amazing success. In the Peru State Don game, it is Peru State 36, Don 28 at the half. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Lows around 35 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the west at around 5 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 58 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow night, 32. partly cloudy Saturday with highs around 50, 57 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it is 48 degrees and partly cloudy in downtown Atchison. We did have a gorgeous sunset with a lot of red in it last night, or as I came in tonight. The feels like temperature right now is 47. The winds are out of the south, southeast at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 67%. The dew point 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 29.98 inches of mercury. We'll be going courtside to Tom Couts in just a moment.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Nolan Gymnasium. We're on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, and we're not too far away from the second half of tonight's Raven season opener, as Benedictine is playing host to Haskell Indian Nations University out of Lawrence, Kansas. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to our man Joseph back at the Care Radio Sports Studios doing the engineering and production and getting you that good halftime and all of that stuff. Joseph, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Tom Couch with the here courtside. And both teams have left their floor and coming over to their respective locker room or coaching staffs on the near sides and getting ready to go with the second half. Benedictine used a lot of guys in the first half, and I think that, again, that's kind of what coaches looking to want to do. Get a chance to maybe evaluate a little bit of the talent. And just kind of get a handle on how things are going to shake out for this club as the 25-26 basketball season unfolds. Benedictine to the home, whites with red and black, and the gold with blue and white. It's Haskell. Alternate possession will award the basketball to the Haskell team, and we're about ready to get underway with the second half. Benedictine with its original starting five out there. Reynolds, Vanderbooty, Sullivan, LaRue, and Duca. For Haskell, it'll be Boykins, White, Ellenwood, Antezun, and Olney. Quickly spinning into the lane, pushing off, 13-footer, up and no good, wouldn't quite fall. And back up the floor with Benedictine underneath. The driving shot from the left side is good by Declan Sullivan. Ravens go up 29-23. We're a half a minute into the second half. Well, push pass comes off on top as Haskell running almost a motion type of offense. They're rotating it from side to side, reversing the basketball, bringing it back around all the time, keeping it above the three-point circle. Now they're working back over to the right side again. Dish it off by the coach. It's going to be stolen. The pass is batted free. Stolen. Ravens coming up with it, taking it down the left side. Here comes Preston. His shot rejected. Reynolds goes to the floor, and now he's going to go to the line. So Declan Sullivan hitting that shot. It is the only point of the second half so far. Declan has his fourth point of the game, and coming to the line, Preston Reynolds. Preston has not had a free throw yet today. First shot here, won't quite go. Reynolds with a half a dozen points in the opening half. On 3 of 3 shooting from the floor for Preston. Second free throw, drops right through. Reynolds with 7, 30-23, a minute gone in the second half. Ravens up 7, they have led by as many as 8, and now we're going to get an illegal screen set by Haskell, and the foul is going to be on Kohanan Adazun. It will be his second foul. And it'll be team foul 2 of the second half by Haskell. Ravens into the forecourt. Here comes Deglin. He'll just glide his way to the left side. The roof gets kind of poked in the eye a little bit. Looks like he's okay. So Haskell's come out a little more aggressively. And Kohanan Adazun has quickly picked up 3 fouls in the first minute 15 of the second half. Baseline jump shot. Spin for 3. So Duca getting his first points of the ball game, and the Ravens take a double-digit lead. It is their largest advantage of the game at 33-23. 18 and a half to go in the ball game. Little skip pass over to the right side. It's going to be Boykins. The feet in the middle of the shot goes up. We get another whistle. We get another foul. This one is going to be on the Ravens and Bryson LaRue. Coming to the free throw line for Haskell, you're going to get Jesse White. Jesse with 5 points in the ball game, 2 of 7 shooting, including 1 of 4 from outside. He also has had no free throws yet this evening. His first effort, coming up a little bit short. Hits the front of the rim, kind of bounces back and to the floor. Going to get one more look at it right here. Long, hard look, and that one's in. So Jesse White, the 6-foot junior out of White Shield, North Dakota, makes it 33-24, 18-18 to play in the game. Declan Sullivan in the forecourt, sitting all the way in the center circle, though. Heels very near the midcourt line. Sullivan gets it to Vince Duca with his back to the rim, kicks it out on top again to Sullivan. He'll drive into the lane, find nothing there, feeds underneath Duca. Falling away, two-handed shot, missing, and nothing but gold jerseys beneath the goal. Coming up with it is going to be Haskell. Flying into the forecourt, it's White. Behind the back, bounce pass. Oh, that was fantastic. And an uncontested bucket by Kohanan Adazun. That's a highlight play. Behind the back, bounce pass. 17 and a half to go in the game. Here's a little falling away shot for the Ravens. It won't go. And a rebound rolling around on the ground. Picked up by Adazun. Here's Boykin in the lane. Falls. Shot. No. Rebound pulled back down by Benedict and Jack Vanderrudy. Here's Jack for 3. No. Both teams fighting some of that first game blues. Now here's the other end. A fast break. The finger roll. Easy 2 for Boykins, and he's in double figure scoring. 33-28. Inside 17 to go in the game. Way out on top, Preston Reynolds goes left, shoots off the block. Got it to bounce a couple of times on the rim and it falls through. Preston Reynolds with 9. 35-28, Benedictine. Haskell's just not rolling over. They're maybe trailing in the ball game by 7, but they have never slowed down. Now here's a little falling away shot for the baseline right. And all these shots falling away, and I know you're thinking, can they all be doing that? Here's a driving shot that's up as good. Declan Sullivan with 6, 37-28, but I'm seeing a lot of players going up with shots, and I don't know if intimidated with the defense, I don't know if they're a little bit off balance, I don't know if that's how they felt like they're going to get their best look at the rim, but each one of them, as they're going up there, leaning back or coming away from the rim makes our shot more difficult to knock down because you don't have that momentum. You don't have a little bit of inertia. You're not getting that extra spring and push with the ball toward the rim. Here's a hook shot from the right side. No good. And Nehemiah Boykins is really upset. He's talking to the official, barking a little bit. Feels like he was interfered with. Now he's illustrating to the official with his hand how he's pushed as he went into the lane. The official doesn't seem to be paying much attention to that. 15.5 to go. Now the cross go past Dolan. Here comes Haskell and the driving layup by Boykins. He'll hit the bucket. He'll draw the foul this time and come to the line with a chance at a three-point play. Rams are going to make some substitutions. That foul is going to be the second of the ball game by Duca, and it will be Benedictine's second foul of the second half. Larry Parker, the third, is going to come into the game for BC. Drew Purdy is going to check in. Free throw is rolling out. No good. 37-30 Ravens, 15-15 to go. Declan Sullivan will walk it up the floor. He'll start right, plays off the screen. They slide and shift. Here's a shot. Nope, for Purdy. Skip pass up the floor. The look-away pass underneath the rim. Kick back on top. Uncontested three is going to be passed up the drive into the lane. And the feed across to the baseline is going to be stolen by Purdy. Drew coming up with the basketball, and Sullivan will bring it into the forecourt, weaving his way into the left side from right to left, crossing at the logo. Feet at the free throw line, back over to the left in front of the rim and bench, push past right side, shot Purdy, yes for two. Plus one! Thought there was only going to be a bucket. I didn't know he was going to get that plus one. Count the basket. We're going to be back when he comes to the free throw line. We got a timeout on the floor. With 14:38 to play in the ball game. It's now Benedictine 39, Haskell 30.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
That on the pit end of the floor there may be a tussle over the dust mop down here because we got a whole pack of young guys down there. Look like they're just ready to dust down that floor at the first opportunity. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. 14:38 to play. And the Ravens are going to be, I believe, coming to the free throw line. It will be Drew Purdy who hit that bucket a moment ago. Drew the foul. And now he's coming to the free throw line. Shot? No. Rebound? Haskell. 39-30 Ravens at 14.5 to go. That timeout we had taken, that was our first media break of the second half, under 15. Here's Jesse White with the basketball for Haskell. Jesse will dish it over to the right side. Ryan Hawkins out of Tulsa. Shot up, no. Rebound, Purdy. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens with numbers. They'll break it down the floor. Out on top with it is going to be Kissling. He'll feed it to the baseline, but the ball is going to be dislodged, knocked out of bounds by Hawkins. Ravens are going to have it back at their offensive end. And Haskell will be able to even up the numbers as they had one player slip to the floor and was trailing things up court. Chosky Jacobs is going to come in out of Oneida, Wisconsin, a 6'1" junior for Haskell. And a Raven cross-court pass thrown away by Harrison Kissling. The Ravens are going to turn it over. 13:50 to go in the game. Benedictine with a basketball, leading it by 9. Ravens are going to send now Gabe Sidzik to the scorer's table. Pass comes out on top for Haskell. Shot clock in single digits. 17-footer from the right side. Not going to fall. Sullivan coming up with a rebound. He'll work it down the left side. Crosses over behind the back. Puts it over to Larry. Into the corner it goes. Purdy's three missing. And rebound's going to be swept away again by Nehemiah Boykins. That guy is really, really good. Boykins with 10 points on the game. 7, now 8 rebounds tonight. He's on his way to a double-double. 13 minutes left. Haskell starts right, drives left, down the lane, shot rejected, and they're going to call Purdy for the foul. So Drew picking up the personal. It'll be his first. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul 3 of the second half. And Haskell will come to the line. It'll be Ryan Hawkins stepping up there. Hawkins coming to the stripe, eyes it up. The 6'1 sophomore puts it up and in. That will be his first point of the game. And now Benedictine is going to get a little taller as they're going to rotate out Preston Reynolds. And into the game, you're going to get... We're going to get in here. New guy coming into the lineup for BC. I'll pick him up in a minute. He's got a new jersey. Second free throws up and will not go in. It's 39-31. Benedictine, the feed into the lane. The shot is going to be up. No. And a whistle, and we will have a Haskell foul. So what tempo we had in the game has kind of gone to the wayside just a little bit. As we are getting a lot of fouls called here in the midpoint of the middle portion of the second half. Free throw, rattling home. And for Harrison Kissling, it'll be his first point of the game tonight. BC is going to get Deglin Sullivan out of the game. Give him a little breather. Free throw. Perfect. So Kissling's got to get both into that. It'll be 41-31. Ravens up 10. That equals their largest lead of the game. We're down to 12 minutes and 40 to go in the contest. Haskell to basketball. Here's Jesse White. Pulls up, shoots, and scores. White hitting the long two-pointer. Give him 8 tonight. And it's 41-33. Again, Benedictine gets to that double-digit lead. Just when you think they may be able to pull away a little bit, give themselves a little cushion, Haskell comes right back. Here's a 3 from deep from the left side for Purdy. The big guy is very capable of hitting that 3-point shot. Knocks one down here. 12-12 to go in the game. Cross-court pass going to be stolen. Kissling coming up with a basketball. And here come the Ravens. Harrison feeds into the middle. Throws it right into the hands of a defender. And another turnover for Harrison. Shot on the other end. Misses. Kissling's going to be called for a foul. He may or may not have made contact. But what happens? You come in after the play. You're late. You're behind the guy. You leap up over his back. Probably going to have that foul called. And that's what transpires right there. So for Harrison Kissling, it's going to be his first foul and the Ravens' fourth. Free throw, up and in for Hawkins. Ryan Hawkins with a couple of points in the ball game on 2 of 3 free throw shooting. I'm hoping that somehow we are going to get our stats to refresh because they are old and stale now. But they don't. Okay, one more shot coming for Hawkins. It is rolling out no good. Drew Purdy clears down the board. Yeah, I know. Paige isn't responding. I'm not a computer genius, but I knew that. There's a baseline 3 for Larry. No, and the rebound, or the ball's going to hit the rim. And look for the rebound. It's going to carry him up over the backboard, tumble off behind, and roll out of bounds, and it will come back into Haskell. So Haskell with the basketball, trailing Benedictine by 10. 11 and a half to go. There's going to be Nate Jim in the game. Nate, a 5 foot 10 inch senior from San Jose, California. The baseline, the shot, the bucket for three. From deep in the right side for Haskell. Give it to Preston Olney, and he's got seven. 44-37. So Benedictine has been able to get themselves to a double-digit lead three times today, but have never been able to stretch that 10 to more. Baseball pass, other end of the court, shot rejected. And again, the Haskell players want a foul. None is coming. Here's Parker driving into the lane, and he does get fouled. In their three losses so far this season, Haskell has, as the game wore on and got late, and about this time, three quarters and further into the ballgame, bench depth and strength of bench has become an issue for them. Here's a little turnaround baseline shot off the inbound play. Vanderbooty for two. 46-37 Benedictine. And on the other end, a breakaway layup is up and good for Azahoon. 10 and a half to go. Uh-oh, we may be having some action going here. 10 and a half to go in the second half. On the left side, that's going to be Gade. Comes out on top to Larry. Parker, right side, Jack. He'll go baseline, fall away, missed it. Rebound, Haskell. Campbell comes out with a basketball. He'll spin into the lane. What an athletic maneuver. Putting the ball on top. Head fake, shakes the defender, uncontested. Goes for three and knocks it down. Only with back-to-back three-point shots for Haskell. And the Raven lead suddenly is trimmed to four as we're at 10 minutes of play. It is 46-42. At the next dead ball, we'll have a media break. Ravens with it up top side. They'll skip it over, and it's going to be stolen. Haskell up the floor. Showtime! The roll is good. The bucket by Nehemiah Boykin. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout of their own, and we're going to take it with them. 9:42 to go in the game. It is a game. Ravens 46, Haskell 44.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Gift Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Back with you here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas, where Benedictine has three times in the second half been able to forge a double-digit lead, a 10-point lead. Never 11, but three times they've gotten ahead by 10. But Haskell has not folded in this game. They have continued to battle back. They have continued to stay in this contest, and they have cut the Raven lead to two, 46-44. Yeah, it is low scoring. I'll give you that. All right, let's see who these two teams are going to come out of the court with coming out of the timeout. And look at the Ravens. They're going to go to corners on the offense. They're burying a guy, hiding him in deep each corner, and one underneath the goal, and two guys bringing it up. So Danglin Sullivan, Preston Reynolds coming up with it. You got Jack Vanderwoody out there. Duque Vinsa, who gets the feed underneath the shot, blocked off the rim at the goal pin. There you go. Give Deglin the bucket. The defender went way upstairs and said, I just can't allow that. Slaps it away, and now we're going to get our media break. We're taking a timeout with 9:20 to go in the ballgame. Ravens 48, Haskell 44.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo.
Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
.20 to go in the ball game. Ravens leading it by a 48-44 margin. Quick look at some of the numbers in the ball game right now. Haskell is beginning to shoot a little bit better than out 4-10 from the outside. That's 40%. The Ravens are 4-21, still hitting 19% three-point shooting. Haskell is 17-44. Benedictine is 20-51 from the floor. That means both teams are shooting exactly the same, 39%. At the free throw line, Ravens are 4-8, Haskell is 6-11, 50% and 55%. So you can see as that score has gotten closer, the statistics have grown much, much closer. That point in the paint number that Ravens had such a huge advantage at halftime, it is now a 28-20 Benedictine lead in that department. So it's going to be a great half. Now, the ball is going to be stolen off the inbound play. Drive it down. It's going to be up. And Declan Sullivan, the steal and the bucket. Declan with only 2 points at halftime. He is now up to 8. Cross-court pass. Baseline 3. No. Rebound, no. Rebound, Ravens. It was batted away by Vince Duca. Declan Sullivan's going to bring it up. It'll go underneath the Preston. Back out on top. Sullivan. Declan starts to the right side. One-hand push pass over to Preston. The feed to the top. 15-footer. Rims out. No good. Rebound. Hauled down by Haskell. 50-44. Now BC will steal it in the backcourt. All alone, the three. Too strong. And this time the board cleared bay by Haskell Indian Nations. 8:15 to go into ball game, 50-44. Ravens in front. Visitors, though, have the basketball. They'll start to drive it in middle, reverse, behind the back. Feed to the right side of the lane. Off the block, on the floor, once, twice, reverse, turn, hand shot is up, no good. Follow shot. Yes, got the roll. The bucket is good off the roll by Aaron Campbell. Aaron is a 6'4" junior from Grinnell, Iowa. 7:47 to go. Benedictine with a ball, leading it only by 4, and now suddenly leading it by 7 on a long range shot from the top of the key. 51-44 Benedictine, 7.5 to go. Sullivan with that big 3-point shot, and after, again, a slow first half, he has been fantastic since intermission. Here's a drive down to the baseline, and Declan is going to strip the ball away. 11 second half points right now for Sullivan, giving him 13 on the night. 7:19 left in the game. It'll be Haskell basketball coming out of the left side of the lane, down to their baseline on the offensive end. They'll lob it in out on top. Nehemiah Boykin. We always talk about, can a guy play for other teams? Oh, here's a nice shot from the left side. It's up and good from about 19 feet away. And the bucket by Jesse White. It is 53-48 with 7 minutes to go. Ravens lead by 5. A 3. Yeah! Sullivan again! 14 in the second half for Declan. That makes it tough to answer for Haskell. The shot in the middle, and as Vince goes up kind of as an intimidator, contact is created, and Duca collects the foul. So Vince, it'll be only his third foul of the evening. And Duca has 3 points tonight, and he's on a three-point shot. Now, you don't look at a guy with his size out there, 6'8" senior from Budapest, Hungary, and you're not thinking he's a three-point guy, but that is his 3 points in the game, one shot from the outside. Ravens are going to take Vander Booty out of the ball game, and back in is going to come Larry Parker. Second free throw, got it. So Kahanan Adazun makes it 56-50 with a couple of free throws. He's 4-4 at the line tonight. Has 10 points now. And the Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 6. But Benedictson has really done a good job of getting a little trouble, but not giving it up. Here's a 3. Got it! Got a big 3-point shot this one. Off the hand of Bryson LaRue. 59-50. And that is so frustrating if you're in the position and Haskell is in, trying to battle back. You make a couple of good plays, you cut the gap, and then suddenly the Ravens come from outside and push that lead back and make it look so effortless. Here's a feed left. Set shot. Short. Getting his own rebound. Couple of head fakes later. No, but another foul on Pince. And he's getting lectured by Larry out there. Parker's like, Pince, no. You know, you got to be a little more careful than that. 5:46 left. So Duca will have his fourth foul. And I suspect we'll be stepping out. First free throw is no good. So Duca will go out. Drew Purdy's in for him. Declan Sullivan coming out of the ballgame for Harrison Kissling. It is still 59-50 Ravens. And one more free throw is up. And that one will go in for Randy Jacobs. And actually, here's the thing. Randy Jacobs, they got him in the program as Randy Jacobs, but in the notes they say, surely not Randy. It's Kosh K. Jacobs. But my guess is, it's like Randy. Here's a 3. Falling away. Up, no good. Ball batted. Loose on the floor. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Haskell. A beautiful finger roll over the front lip of the rim. It's up and good by Jesse White. My favorite shot in basketball is that finger roll over the front lip of the rim. 59-53, Ravens up a half a dozen. 5 minutes exactly. 3-point shot, wide to the right side, rebound, Haskell. Line up the floor is going to be White. Jesse will slide over to the right side, take it all the way to the baseline, puts the shot on its way, no good, rebound off the floor. Pulled down by Parker. Larry's going to get it away and up the floor. It's Preston, feed to the left, the 3, buried it. Bryson LaRue. 62-53, Benedictine. Clock becoming an issue now with 4 minutes and 20 to go in the ballgame. Haskell will skip it over to the left side. Ravens defense playing smart here, forcing Haskell to look for a shot that's going to be hard to find, and that will get a whistle at the baseline, and that will bring us, as the foul is going to be on LaRue, that will bring us to a media break. Taking a timeout, down to 4:13 left in the game. It's Benedictine 62, Haskell 53.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It's late in the ball game. We're down to 4 minutes and 13 to go. 62-53. Benedictine in front in game one of the 25-26 basketball season. Tomorrow night on Care Radio, we'll be at Amelia Earhart Stadium in the Atchison Phoenix, one of the top teams in the east side of the state in Class 4A, earning a home berth because of their great season. Well, they're going to be at home, and they'll be hosting Bishop Miege. Miege comes into the game at, what, like 3-5, maybe something like that. So Atchison in the postseason, you'll hear it on, here on Care Radio tomorrow night, 7 o'clock ball game. Free throw, short, rebound, saved by Haskell. Say what, Haskell's come up with some huge rebounds during the course of the game. Little tight defense by Parker over on the far side. Pass kicked off on top. 3:50 to go. Shot clock at 3, at 2. And a pass inside. Stolen! Raymond's coming up with it. In the middle, LaRue out on top to Preston. Back over to the left side. Bryson with the basketball. And the Ravens are going to bring it back out on top and run a little time. 3:40 to go. Jeglin Sullivan with it. Glides left. Kicks it back behind him. LaRue's had the hot hand. Feeds back out on top to Jeglin. The shot clock's at 3, 2. Three-point shot. Up, no. Rebound. Swept down by Haskell. Coming down with the basketball is going to be White. He went to the baseball, passed to the other end of the floor. Didn't have an open man. Will drive it up the court himself. Drops the shoulder. Skips it over to the left block. Through double coverage. And shot goes up. And Ravens commit a foul. Two men surrounding Haskell's Kahanan Atazun, and he's able to draw the foul. Not sure against which of those Ravens that foul is going to be called. It's going to be whistled on Jeglin Sullivan. It is his third foul tonight. Free throw here. Perfect. So Atazun, 5 of 5 at a free throw line for Haskell. Benedictine is going to bring Vanderbooty and Duca back into the game. They'll be out there with Reynolds and Jeglin Sullivan and Bryson LaRue. So the Ravens have the starting five back out of the court. Second free throw, no good. 62-54. Benedictine, 3 minutes to go, and the Ravens coming up with a rebound off that missed free throw. Into the front court they will come. Jeglin Sullivan running it from the one. He'll drive the left side in front of the scorer's table, accelerate into the lane, falling away, shot up and good. Jeglin Sullivan. What a huge second half. 64-54, and for the fourth time, the Ravens lead by 10. Sullivan reaches in to try to dislodge the basketball. Does so, but he also picks up his fourth personal foul, and we're going to take a timeout. Haskell taking a break, and so shall we, with only 2:43 to play. It's Benedictine 64, Haskell 54.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Good to have you with us here on Care for College Basketball. College basketball on a Thursday night, not really particularly common, but we have one here this evening. We're going to have college football Saturday afternoon. Number 3 in the nation, Benedictine at home, hosting Missouri Valley. 12:30 for the Care Radio pregame. 1 o'clock for the kickoff from Wilcox Stadium, the Ravens and Missouri Valley. First free throw. It is up and good for Jesse White. He kind of spins the ball, cradles it in his left arm, sets sail, throws it down. I tell you what, the fans down there are doing their very best to distract him. I'm giving them full props. Ravens looking to bring it in, but 2:43 to go and an 8-point lead. It is 64-56. BC up the floor. And Sullivan's going to be real patient as he works it back out on top. Vanderwoody back over to Reynolds for a scoop and score. Preston. He'll get into double figures now with 11. And again, BC by 10 is 66-56. Here's a shot on the other end, up and good. And Haskell immediately responds, 66-59. Big three-point shot, and they will not go away. Three-pointer was good by Jesse White. BC up the floor. Deglin drives in, backs away, shot clock at 5. He's going to just square up, launch it. Nope. Rebound, Haskell. Ravens were willing to take that much time off the clock. Here's a quick three on the other end. Nah. And a Haskell offensive rebound. Somehow the Ravens allow that. And a driving shot. That looked good by Boykin. 66-61 with a minute 20 to go. Do not count Haskell out of this thing yet. 5-point game with a minute 15 to go, and we're going to get a timeout. Ravens taking a break. We're going to do it. 75 seconds to play. Benedictin 66, Haskell 61.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good to have you back with us here on CARE Radio. I know Joseph reminded you about a half an hour ago, but it, of course, K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison. Now, I'm going to admit I failed to do something before the game. I'm going to come clean here. Forgot to ask Coach if he's going to come up and talk to me after the game, but my guess, my anticipation, my suspicion is, yes. We've been faithful about coming up here for a very long time post-games, and so we're going to stick around. And with that, I'm going to invite you to hang around with us as no guarantee, but I believe we're going to get a chance to chat with BC head coach Ryan Moody. Post game, kind of get his impressions of how things have gone today. Okay, a minute 14 to go in the ball game, 21 on the shot clock, and the Ravens putting it in play at midcourt. Here we go. For Benedictin, I would suspect patience is key. And as soon as I say that, Preston Reynolds drives in and has the ball stripped out of his hands, but it'll go out of bounds off Haskell. The shot clock now with a minute 5 to go in the game is at 11. Ravens still holding on to that 5-point lead. Sullivan having a hard time, gets it into Jack. Vanderwoody out on top, LaRue. 1 minute to go, no fouls. Or did they finally call one? Okay. I would have thought if Haskell, and they did commit a foul, if they were going to commit a foul, they would have done it 10 seconds ago, but they did not. They let that shot clock get all the way to 5 and then commit the foul, which is going to put Benedictin and Bryson LaRue at the free throw line. Bryson, since he got 14 points, he's 1 of 1 to the free throw line tonight. That's what I've got. Let's see if the scores got him. Yeah, 14 and 1 of 1. So here comes Bryson. It will be a 1 and 1. Sends it in. One more shot coming up for LaRue as he has put Benedictin up by 6, but it is still only a two-possession lead with 58 seconds remaining. So, still plenty of time in this. LaRue sends it out. No good. It rolls off the lip of the rim. Here comes Haskell. They have the ball down six. Going into the lane. The kick over to the outside. If they're looking just for some threes here, they will go into the middle. There's a lot of contact. And is that on? Oh, it's going to be on Parker. I thought maybe Duca would foul out right there, but it's going to be on Larry. Parker picking up his third foul tonight. And Haskell getting the opportunity to score with no time elapsing. Jesse White coming to the line. He's 3 out of 4. This one rolls around and bounces in. White kind of fell into the lane after getting that shot away, and he was not sure it was going to go in. Certainly, I was not sure it was going to go in, but it did. 67-62. He can make it a 4-point game. And it rolls out. No good. Rebound, Reynolds. Ravens by 5. 67-62. The ball still in the backcourt. BC across the timeline. Out on top, Sullivan. And there's your foul. And that is going to be on Boykin. Only his second, so not a deal. Half a minute to play in the game. Benedictine by 5 at 67-62. Now for Haskell, I'm assuming this is an offense defense switch. Is they're going to get Ryan Hawkins back in the game? First free throw, nailed it. Tell you what, Declan Sullivan has had some kind of fantastic second half. That is 17, and that is 18 in the second half for Declan Sullivan. 69-62. Ravens. Here's a step-in shot up and good for 2. 69-64. And with 21 seconds left, we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break. 21 seconds to go. Ravens with a 5-point lead. It's Benedictine 69, Haskell 64.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Coming out of the timeout with only 21 seconds to play in the ball game, the Ravens hanging on to the 5-point lead at 69-64. The second half has been much more prolific scoring than the first half. First half, 27-23. Reynolds will bring it in. Jack will take the inbound, and immediately he will be fouled by Jesse White. So with 1 second elapsing, the Ravens are going to go back to the other end of the floor, and Jack Vanderweide will come to the free throw line. Now for Haskell, you look at Jack and say, well, he hasn't had a free throw opportunity tonight, and he's only 1 of 6 three-point shooting, but they don't know he's a great shooter, and he'll throw this one down, and he will end up, you know, shooting 80% or something for the year at the free throw line. That's what he's done the last couple of seasons. So Jack collects his 10th point of the game, and there's his 11th left-handed shooter. 20 seconds to go, 71-64. Haskell lets the thing roll all the way to mid-court before touching it to engage the clock. Here's a feed left. The baseline three is too short. Rebounding it down is going to be Reynolds, and Haskell will foul once again. But now a seven-point game with 10 seconds to go. The Benedictine fans kind of quiet, actually, as their team is on the cusp of winning game one of the year. Coming to the line is Preston. Reynolds is one out of two at the stripe tonight. This one, no. See, Preston has not necessarily been a fabulous free throw shooter. He's a good shooter and a good athlete, a great leaper. But sometimes at the free throw line. This one, yeah, just a little bit short. Here we go back the other way. Going in, going up. Nice shot. Nope. Tipped up. Nope. Ball's on the floor. Clock's running down. And that's going to do it. Final score. Benedictine 71. Haskell 64. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amber Well Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Amber Well Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Going to get an echo like that in here pretty soon as the crowd is beginning to filter out of the Nolan Gymnasium. But a predominantly Benedictine crowd was able to watch the Ravens begin the 2025-26 season with a victory over an impressively good Haskell team out of Lawrence, Kansas here tonight. Ravens winning at 71-64. Looking at the numbers for you, first of all, for Haskell, four athletes in double-figure scoring. They were led by Jesse White. Coming into the ballgame, Jesse, their leading scorer on the season, averaging almost 23 points a game. Jesse had 18 tonight. It was a 16-point game for Nehemiah Boykins. You had Preston Olney knocking down a dozen tonight, and also in double figures, it was Kohanan Altazun. Thanks, man. Kohanan with, 11 this evening. Following them, it drops off rather precipitously. Two apiece for Hawkins and Ellenwood and Aaron Campbell, and one of the ballgame for Randy Jacobs. So for Haskell, after those four double-digit leading scores, there wasn't just a whole lot else out there. Now for Benedictine, man, you cannot say enough about the way Declan Sullivan played his game tonight. I'm thinking coach is going to be very happy with the way he stuck with it, when he persevered into the second half. 2 points for Declan at halftime. Ends the game with 20 this evening to lead his team to lead all scorers. following Degwin, it was Bryson LaRue. 15 points tonight and 11 apiece for both Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody. Now for the Ravens, not so different, really. It drops off quite a bit after that, too. You had Drew Purdy coming in off the bench, knocking down 7 points this evening in 13 minutes. 3 points tonight for Ben Saduka. He had a three-point shot. He was 1 of 6 from the floor. And for Benedictine, then you had Jared Lee and Harrison Kissling, each with 2 points. Kissling got his 2 at the free throw line, and Lee went 1 of 3 from the floor. So Benedictine ends up shooting 42% tonight, and after a very cold start, Haskell was able to push its numbers up. They ended up at 40% from the floor. The Ravens 27-64, and Haskell 23-58. From three-point range, Benedictine is going to be one of the things I'm sure the coach is going to want to work on. He's going to be looking to improve. BC, 8 of 28 from outside, 29% for Haskell, 5 of 15, but hitting a third of their three-point shots. Also at the free throw line, Haskell outshot Benedictine. The Ravens, 9 of 16 at the free throw line. That's only 56%. Haskell hit 13 of 22. That's about 60. Haskell did turn it over 16 times, a dozen for the Ravens. Ravens converted those 16 Haskell turnovers into 13 points. Rebounds can't get much closer. Haskell with a lead, 41-40 in rebounds this evening. Ravens with one more defensive rebound. Haskell with 2 more offensive rebounds this evening. Bench points for BC. There was a lot early, it seemed like, and then in the second half, not so much. Haskell ultimately outscored Benedictine off the bench 15-11. Points in the paint were owned by the Ravens at 34-26. Fast break points belonged to Benedictine as well, and so did the assists at 16-12. All in all, as first games go, you're just trying to figure it out. You're trying to assess what you've got and maybe what you don't have. And for Benedictine, I think that they're going to be able to take this game, and they're going to look at the film, and they're going to look at the numbers and run through the statistics sheets. They're going to find out a lot of things about themselves. And I think that when it's all said and done, I think this is going to go down as a pretty good start for the season here for 25-26 for Benedictine. You got to understand that this season is a long, long, long one. And the Ravens do not play again for a week, okay? And then they're not even going to be home. They're not going to be home until the 12th of November. So it's going to be nearly 2 weeks before BC is back here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Next week, next Thursday and Saturday, and I don't know what in the world you're going to do Friday. If it was me, I'd drive back, but they're not going to. They're going to go to Southwestern, and in the Southwestern on Thursday, and St. Mary's on Saturday, the 8th. They're going to be down in Lawrence, so we'll see how that all goes. Wait a minute. I know this guy coming up here. I recognize him. It's Ryan Moody.
Hi,
head
Tom.
Coach of the Ravens. Coach. It's
been a while.
Congratulations. That's good. You always want to start with a dub, and the guys,
yeah,
they battled hard, and they had to earn it a little bit, but they did.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just told the guys, I mean, you know, I think we've beaten Haskell like nine times in a row now after this one, and, you know, they had a couple under their belt and got beat pretty good. We're not apologizing for a win. You know, I think our guys feel like we didn't play very well, but if you look at the stats, I thought our defense tonight was tremendous. I thought we guarded really, really well. They have a couple of guys on that team that can really go and make tough shots. You know, we held them offensively to under 40% from the field, under 35% from three. I mean, I can't complain at all about our defense. I loved how intense we were. I loved that it was physical. But they had some guys make some tough shots. Offensively for us, it wasn't our best night. You know, when you go, I think this is, Tom, it will prove itself, and not because I'm right, but just because we feel it. This is one of the best shooting teams, if not the best shooting team we've ever had. And we went 28% from three tonight, you know, and I think a lot of that is some of those guys with jitters and their first time really getting quality minutes. But, you know, I think if we shoot it the way we normally shoot it, this isn't quite as close, and maybe a little bit easier win.
Bryson hits a big three late in the ball game right down here, you know, kind of in front of your bench, and when you were really maybe needing some of those, and he stepped up. And Coach, I don't know anything about basketball, but I know you guys had some conversation at halftime because you had an okay first half, but the second half, I mean, I looked out there and I'm looking at Deglin in the second half, and I'm like, going, this guy, he just kind of kicked it up a notch, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's not anything we've said. That's Deglin. I mean, Deglin is a competitor beyond most of the guys that we've coached, honestly. Like, that kid just doesn't – he has one motor. He just wants to beat you. And he came out in the second half defensively and just made some great plays and got to the rim and did what Deglin does. I mean, you know, I'm looking at it on our side. You know, last year I think it was few and far between when we had four guys get in double figures. You know, and so I love the balance of this team. I thought that we shared it well. You know, our best shooters didn't shoot it great, but 16 assists and 12 turnovers, we'll take that every night. You know, but like we just told them, you know, last year, if we shot 42% and 28% from three and 56% from the line, we're probably not winning that game. I mean, we're probably not winning that game because it's not enough O, but these guys found a way and they guard well, and we got to 71. I always tell you, like, you in college basketball, you got to get to 70. That's the marker.
Well, I was going to say, after a pretty slow first half, I mean, the halftime score 27-23, a little bit on the low side, but that final number, this is kind of the vibe over the years that I've gotten from you. This is where you want to see these two numbers set. You like to see you low 70s and your opponent mid 60s. I mean, that's kind of where you feel like it's kind of needs to be, right?
I think so, but I think this team too. I mean, if you think about that first half, I mean, we played fast, and I'm okay with us playing fast. We played fast that first half and missed wide open shots. I mean, Jack, when we started out 0-for-7 from three, and none of them were contested, Tom. I mean, they were horse shots, you know. So like, we're going to make those, and we're not going to slow down and tell them not to take them. Deglin attacks the rim in the first half 3 or 4 times, doesn't make them. You know, so I don't know about that. I know that keeping people in the 60s will win you a lot of games. But I think we can score maybe a little better than we did tonight for sure. And I don't know what that was, if it's just game one or what, but, you know, we found a way, and I'm really excited about this team. I mean, it's hard when you play Haskell and they've lost by 20 or 30 the first three games of the year to go out there and think you know, why didn't we win like that? In the end, it's about winning. And our guys found a way.
Now, you're going to get a week to get ready for the next game. And I don't know. You tell me, after you've gotten the season started, you have a game, waiting a week for the next one, is that kind of a long time?
It is. It is. But, you know, it's just kind of the way things work out with non-con scheduling and everything else. I think that the two games we've got are really good games. Two teams that went to the national tournament last year that return a core of their team. I think Southwestern and St. Mary's are going to give us some huge challenges, and we've got to be better. But, you know, it allows us to practice. We'll give them a couple days off over the weekend and come back and get ourselves ready to play. But, you know, then it comes fast and furious, Tom. I mean, like, this is about our last little real break. You know, we'll go two next week and then two the following week, and just kind of on. And I don't think we have any time off until Christmas. So, love this group, though. I mean, this group's going to be fun to watch this year.
And if the fans want to go watch them, you're going to be down in Lawrence. So it's not like it's some big old trip, you know, your short hour.
No, yeah. I mean, if any of our fans were down at Haskell, they have a great facility. We're playing two really quality teams, and we wanted to.
A couple of KCAC teams
that got to the national tournament last year. They're going to present huge challenges for us. But, you know, I'm excited about this group. And, you know, I mean, it's October 30th, remember that. And I think this group has the potential to just keep getting better day in, day out. That's what we talk about every day. And there'll be lots to learn off this film. So we'll be ready to go next week, but we'll take this one tonight.
Coach, we appreciate your time, and we'll probably even see you just maybe up Saturday up at the football stadium, huh?
You might see me up there. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Excited for our Raven football team. They've got Missouri Valley on Saturday, so all you fans get out there and cheer them on. They're playing really well right now, number 3 in the country, so let's see if they can keep it rolling.
Winning is infectious, Coach. We know that.
We know that. Yes, we're trying to feed off each other.
I like it.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Giants, after a really nice win in game one of the season here in the Nolan Gymnasium tonight. Benedictine winning it tonight 71-64. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. And here's how it lays out. Tomorrow night, we're going to be up at Amelia Earhart Stadium. It'll be the Phoenix and Bishop Miege 7 o'clock ball game Saturday. The Ravens is the coach that we're talking about at home up at Wilcox Stadium. Benedictine football, Care Radio pregame at 12:30 and a 1 o'clock kickoff. 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock kickoff, Ravens and the Vikings of Missouri Valley. Want to thank you for having joined us. Till we greet you next time. For Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studio and doing it well. Joseph, thanks, man. Tomcats here at the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.